Leading the news this morning, police are preparing to spend a second day searching for the remains of anti-drug campaigner Donald McKay, who disappeared 36 years ago. Now, it's believed the Liberal Party candidate was murdered by the mafia in the city of Griffith in 1977. Detectives are concentrating their search on a small dam that straddles two farms just outside the nearby town of Hay. The federal government has dismissed attempts by the coalition to clarify just who was responsible for an offensive menu. The menu was prepared for a fundraising dinner for LNP candidate Mel Brough and made crude references to the Prime Minister. The restaurant's owner now says that he created it just as a joke and it wasn't given out on the night. South Africa's President Jacob Zuma says Nelson Mandela is responding well to treatment. Mr. Mandela is spending his fifth day in hospital. He remains in a serious but stable condition with a lung infection. In the United States, the man accused of imprisoning three women in his Cleveland home for a decade has pleaded not guilty to rape and kidnap charges. Ariel Castro's lawyers have hinted at a possible plea deal if prosecutors rule out the death penalty. Australian Chloe McArdle has begun her marathon swim from Cuba to the United States. She's hoping to become the first person to make the 160-kilometre swim without a shark cage. McArdle is using a team of scientists to help guide her through those treacherous waters.